Welcome to the Mom Forum. I am your host, Alicia Wilson Beach. I am birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom to four. Yes, you counted that right. That is eight kids. And over the years, I have been known to completely overshare my story of motherhood. And I started this podcast to be able to share the common and maybe not so common experiences of motherhood from women of all walks of life. So thank you for joining me for these intimate mom-to-mom conversations, following each of my guests' journey through motherhood. These stories are honest and vulnerable. There's a little bit of humor and a whole lot of relatability. And my hope is that you can see yourself in one of these stories and know that you are absolutely not alone in this crazy journey through motherhood. I am so happy to have you as a listener of the Mom Forum podcast. And if you would like to further support us, you can become a patron of ours. Just visit us at patreon.com/themomforum, and you can support us with a monthly subscription at the $3 level, $5, or $7. It's just a tiny monthly payment that will add up to a ton of support here for the work that we do at the Mom Forum. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and please share these episodes. And if you could take a moment, we would love to hear a review and your thoughts on the Mom Forum podcast. Welcome to the first episode of season two. Can you feel the excitement in my voice? I am so happy to start the season with my friend Glozell Green. Y'all, she is a YouTube OG with over 4 million followers. She is well known for her green lipstick, for her pepper and cinnamon videos. Do not try those at home, ladies and gentlemen. And for asking, "Is you okay?" I just had to try it. I'm sure it's not as good as hers. But as a public figure, she has very openly shared her journey to motherhood through IVF and surrogacy. And I was super honored that she sat down with me and answered all the questions, because this is not something that we usually openly talk about because there's a lot of shame attached to it. So if you have ever had trouble conceiving or are currently going through the journey of conceiving a child, this is definitely the episode for you. Thank you, Glozell, for joining me today.
It was really exciting because I've been watching on Facebook, because I know you post there.
Yes.
I'm like, well, where is she going to ask me? I'm a mom. It took me a long time to become a mom, so I want to do all things mom. So thank you.
Yeah. I think we joined Mocha Moms together literally at the same meeting. I think that was both of ours was the same meeting.
Maybe so.
And then I was like, oh, because I hadn't seen any of your mom stuff.
Okay.
And my kids have watched your cinnamon video and pepper videos a million times over. I have not allowed them to do that challenge.
No,
yet.
Please don't. I almost died.
And I personally really don't want to clean up after them. So they have not been allowed to do that. But yeah, I hadn't seen your mom stuff, so I didn't know. And I just, last season was first season. This season
too. Oh, okay.
Too,
so all right, you just started. Okay,
it's
so
it's getting better.
All is well.
Okay. Yes, we saved the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you.
So tell us about who you are the mother to.
I am a mother to a very lively, non-napping child, a daughter named Ozell Simon. Ozell Gloriana Day Green Simon. She's named after, I'm like, this is might be the only shot. So I put everybody's name in it, hoping like, you'll help me. You know, you'll help me take care of
all this.
Yes, Ozell. My father's name Ozell. My mother's name Gloria. That's how I got my name, Glozell. Mm-hmm. So her name is Ozell. Her middle name is Gloriana because her surrogate, we call her tummy mommy. Her tummy mommy, the one woman who gave birth to her, the surrogate, her birth mom, is named Shauna. So Gloria and Shauna, my mom's name and her name, Gloriana. My sister's name is Dee, so Dee. our last name is Green, and then my husband's last name is Simon. So I figured everybody's calling. You know, birthdays, everybody, you know, she named after me. You know, she named after me. You know, she is named after everybody. We will take gifts, everything, yes. And please help out. And it works.
I love it.
Name your child after people, yeah.
With all of my birth kids, they all have a maiden name from somewhere in the family.
Oh.
So Jackson's middle name is Gomes, after my mother-in-law's maiden name. Nolan is my grandmother's maiden name on my mother's side. And then we
Which
actually...
Which is what?
Nolan.
Oh, Nolan.
That yeah, name and she's named after both my grandmothers. Nolan was my grandmother's maiden name, and Emma was my father's mother's first name. So we throw in all names. Now, Davis, we ran out of names that we liked, so his was more of a David. Yeah, I like that. We can do that. Let's go with that. And then his middle name is after my husband's best friend.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, yeah, we got it covered, too.
It's probably the godfather or something like that.
We don't do godfathers, but, you know, uncles.
Oh, uncle.
That's your uncle. Mm-hmm. Uncle E, Uncle Will, we got all the uncles.
That makes sense.
And your husband, mm-hmm. you met him later on in life. And how long have you guys been married?
Oh, my goodness. If he was here, he'd be like, it was on a Saturday approximately 3 p.m. And the weather was blah, 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 blah. And I was wearing it. He is so good at that. I'm like, I think 7 years. I have to check Facebook all the time
to get the
for stuff because, yes, I've been married before. And I don't even know why I'm telling the story, but one time my ex-husband came home and he was like, and I was like, okay, all right. And then he goes into the room and slams the door. I'm like, what's going on?
What did I miss?
What happened? Like, it was my birthday. I thought you was playing a surprise birthday party because you never said anything. I'm like,
oops.
I don't remember. So thank goodness for Facebook because I'm always checking. I'm always checking because I don't remember.
I'm terrible with dates.
Mm-mm. So,
yeah, thank goodness my husband is not a stickler about that stuff because I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
Mine isn't either now, you know, but before. But now I remember my ex's birthday. I'm like, I hope your wife, you know, is throwing a party. Every time I'm like, I hope your wife is throwing a party because I surely did not remember. So, there you go.
So, you've been married 7 years.
I think.
You started later, approximately. We're going to throw that's a guess. Out there.
I don't know.
And when you were married, did you know you wanted to have kids or was that, maybe, or not an option? You were focused on your career.
I wanted to have kids, but I was focused on my career and I wish that I had more time. If I had more time, I wouldn't have a child now. I'd be like, oh, you know, when the career is where I want to be and that kind of a thing. So it was, time was creeping up and that was why I got to get this party started now.
Yeah.
And then the party didn't start.
It took a while.
It took plenty of doctors and debt. DD is what it is. Doctors and debt because
nobody talks about that.
Now this number I remember, 12 IVFs. So
wow.
And I have one child.
So let's start at the beginning of that process. You guys decide you want to have a kid.
Yes.
Do you try naturally at first?
And Yes.
And about how long would you say you tried?
I would think a few years. And what you do is you get your ovulation kits and you do all that and your testing. And because I never, to that point, I hadn't been in the hospital. I'm not sick. So I just thought, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll get some wheatgrass, some green juices. I'll work out.
I mean, you never think because you spend so much time trying not to get pregnant.
I'm like, I wasted so much time. I could have been having so much fun, you know, just waste. But there you go. Worried and paranoid. But
so you finally said, okay, this is not working with just you and me. Let's go see some doctors.
Of course.
And what was that process like?
But before that, people start asking you when you're going to have kids. The time you say you're going to get married, time to engage, or like, when you have kids, and it's time you say I do, when you're going to have kids. And it's like, I know not to ask people that because you don't know what their situation is. You're assuming that It's fine. That's the easiest thing that a woman can do is get pregnant. Yeah. But
or it's just assumed that that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
Which is rude, people.
It's rude. Do not ask. No. Because my mom was one of them. When you gonna have kids? When are you? What are you? It's not happening. So there you go.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to explain it to every random person that wants to know why you don't have kids.
Random person. So I decided to go public, but I did not think it was going to take that long. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we'll film this. It's going to be cute. You know, I have my green juice. I'm going to eat some salads because I'm vegan now, but I wasn't then. Mm-hmm. And I was actually told to eat more red meat. So for iron and blood, and that'll help. You name it, I've tried it.
Yeah.
Now that's a whole nother thing from different fertility things, from leeches to acupuncture to standing upside down to this type of yoga, that type of eat this, don't eat that. Fasting, not fasting, eating meat, don't eat meat.
But I love that because I was watching some of these. Mind you, I don't know if I could have ever done the leeches because the bugs are just.
If you have 100 kids. You have 100 kids. I'm like, wow, I'm desperate. And the doctors do tell you, like, you know, we're not going to keep doing this forever. Yeah. You have a time where it's like.
That's it. Yeah.
And then you have so many people who are saying, well, if God wanted you to have kids, then it wouldn't be so hard. Or especially. It was non-black people, but there are black people that said this too. You know, you could adopt. There's so many black children. You can adopt. And it's like, of course you can adopt. I know that is an option. I was doing my best to have a biological kid because that's what I thought was going to happen. And that's what I'm going to try.
Yeah. Now, because you went public, that kind of opens you up to everybody's opinions.
Yep.
How did you deal with hearing all the millions of thousands of opinions from people that really don't know your life and don't have a right to say anything about your life, but are sharing all this?
It's really interesting that you say you don't have a right, because when you open up, because I was one of those people that, let's say those reality shows, like, well, you put it out there.
True.
You put it out there, then I can ask, because I wouldn't have known if you didn't say. So I did understand that aspect, but it's still like, wow, it's like you're throwing stones at me because I'm choosing to try to, you know, have a child biologically. And she is biologically ours.
Yeah.
And she was just, I call her, you know, she was grown in a lab and then put in another person. And that was a problem because the surrogate was white. And, oh, you just want to have a white child, a light-skinned child. I'm like.
Understand how DNA don't works?
Don't understand at all. I was just so surprised, the ignorance, you know, like. People can do surrogacy different types of ways.
Yeah.
It could be a donor egg or a donor from the male, but it's biologically both my husband's and myself child in a surrogate. So she's not related. She came out black, don't look like her at all. she's actually darker than my husband and myself. We're like, this child is not white at all.
No, not at all. So let's rewind some and go back, because clearly people don't know a lot about all this stuff, and so they say things that are ridiculous because they don't understand the process. And I also think women of color just don't talk about this. I mean, we've had Gabrielle Union come out and talk about having a surrogate, but I just feel like it's just not something out there, and that when you can't have children,
right,
supposedly there's something wrong with you. You're broken in some way.
Yes.
There's so many stigmas attached. So I love that you have shared this so openly. But I want to go back to the beginning, because there's so many things I don't even know about. So you're going through the process of trying to get pregnant, and you find out you have endometriosis.
Now, that's interesting that you said that, because I went to several doctors and they are guessing. One said endometriosis, one said fibroids, one said uterine lining, and one said, we don't know. So I don't know. I joined a lot of endometriosis chat groups and groups on Facebook, and I don't know if there's just more extreme or if I had it. I don't know exactly, because every doctor said something different, and I went to more than four.
Wow. And so,
and healers and psychics and leech people, you name it, and spiritual people, and laying on the hands, because you get to the point of like, I'll try anything. Yeah, I'll try anything. So,
and what, from your perspective, was it in terms of symptoms? Were you just not able to get pregnant, and that was the thing that was making you search it out? Were you feeling any pain or anything? Difficulties with menstruation?
Not more so than I thought was normal. Because I was reading with endometriosis, people are like, I can't get up. I'm in pain all the time. And I'm like, well, you know, I could take an aspirin and go about my day. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure if... one doctor said yes, one doctor said no. So I couldn't tell you. Because you would think when you're paying so much money, it'd be like, this is exactly what it is. Yes. But let's add this. Let's take out that. Here's the medicine for this. But it's all guessing.
It's like all guessing. Scientific detective work. That's all they can do. So what finally said, okay, let's try IVF? What pushed you to that?
Even with the IVF, I thought I'll just take some Clomid. I just thought I'll take some pills. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to have like triplets. And then they're really so cute. And I was going to name all, you know, Barack Obama. You know, President Barack Obama. That was going to be my triplets at the time. You know, I was like, oh. But oddly enough, Ozell was born on his birthday. So I'm just throwing that out there, which was very interesting. So that's what I thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I put on Facebook, anybody know anything about IVF? And I happened to have a Facebook friend who was like, that's my industry. That's what I work in. So we met up and I was like, well, can't we film it? Because it's not going to be that long. It's not going to be like a long series or anything. So, and she's like, well, this particular person told me years earlier, because we did a video. She was exercising. I'm like, I'm not going to exercise. This is so early in the morning. And she said, you know, you should freeze your eggs. I'm like,
Who thinks about that?
Who's got time? No one in my family. We have too many kids.
Yeah.
You know, and I have several thousand cousins and everything. That's not been an issue at all. You know, and then my mom's like, you know, my mom was like a 37, 40 when she had the last one. She had five before that. I don't know if that has something to do with it, if you already have kids older. And oh, Halle Berry. I was so mad at Halle Berry. I was like, somebody else mentioned Halle Berry.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know what she did. I mean, I don't know if she froze her eggs and then later on was implanted in her. And, you know, I have no idea. So, and then other people since then, you know, Janet Jackson, 50.
But then you also have people like Tyra Banks and Gabrielle Union.
Who reached out to me? Tyra Banks. She was good. And I didn't understand why at the time, because she hadn't told her story.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I guess she's really interested in.
But I'm so happy that people are sharing those stories, because you just don't. There's a shame stigma attached to it.
I was so determined and I was almost delusional. I'm like, this is going to happen, that I'm like, I don't have time to be ashamed. If I look back and go, if I knew it was going to take so long, it was going to be so open, then I would have known. But I was like, I am determined to have a child and I don't have time. I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. So this young lady, she's with Gifted Journeys. Her name is Wendy Wilson Miller. And she guided me to a particular doctor who's had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. And... Dr. Kolb, Bradford Kolb. And that's where we started. Now, you're thinking like, oh, you take this medicine, you take these shots, I'm down. You're going to have all these eggs and then you can just go back or whatever. But it was like...
You get triplets, quadruplets, and done.
Right. But you start off and you're like, oh, I've got 20 eggs. Amazing. And then the next 3 days, it's like, oh, it's down to 7. Well, you're like, I don't need 7 kids. Mm-hmm. 7 is great. And then by day 5... You know, zero. You're like, what? So
now, is that inside of you or after they extract the eggs?
They extract
the
eggs and then they fertilize them and then you see how well they grow. Now, with every time they're touched, that's the possibility of damaging a perfectly good egg that would have worked.
Yes.
When you're testing to see genetics, when you're fertilizing them, you have to touch them. When you're checking on them, after day 3, after day 5, when you're, you know, putting them in and pulling them out so you can look and check. So it's like, they all could have worked, but we had to do what we had to do. So you never know. And plus, you're only going by what they say. Like, there was a time, like, did they take the eggs out? You could be telling me anything. You don't see them. You're knocked out. And I really didn't know if my child was going to be my child until I saw her.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going by what you say.
It's not like you've been through this before.
No.
Or you know many people that have.
And there's been incidences where, you know, like, oh, they put the wrong this and then, you know, things happen. Goodness. So, and you reading these stories because all of a sudden, because the mysterious, you start thinking about, talking about IVF and then all these stories just mysteriously show up on your computer screen and on Facebook. I'm like, I was just thinking about this kind of stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Mom Self-Care Planner. As a mother, you take on a ton of roles. Mom, taxi driver, cook, housekeeper, activities coordinator, holiday planner, house manager, wife, lover, employee, caretaker, the list just goes on. And balancing all the roles that come along with motherhood can be overwhelming. And the next thing you know, there is no room on the to-do list for you. But mamas, we have got to prioritize our self-care or we become burned out, stressed out, and completely overwhelmed. But that is not easy when you are a mama. It takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of work. And the Mom Self-Care Planner is designed to walk you through creating a personal plan for the daily practice of your self-care, to support you in your mental, spiritual, social, physical, and emotional health. This will help you better manage your stress levels, feel less overwhelmed, be more resilient when those kiddos are driving you nuts, and leave you as a happier and healthier mom. So get your Mom Self-Care Planner today. Click on the link in our show notes. And as a listener, just type podcast into the discount code and you will get 10% off your purchase.
So you're sharing this publicly and you have your persona on YouTube and in social media. I'm curious what you were feeling behind the scenes as you are, you know, your eggs are not working. You've gone through, you said eventually it's been 12 rounds of this.
Yes. So what I'm feeling, I feel like I probably would have just like walked into traffic or jumped off a building if it wasn't for the fact that so many mothers and so many people were telling me, like, I've gone through this. Mm-hmm. It worked for me. I've gone through this. It didn't work for me. I've gone through this. And I'm like, okay, so there's, and it built up a whole different community for me.
Yeah.
So I'm used to having kids, but now I have moms and it's just grown. Or, you know, my girlfriend's gone through this. My wife's gone through this. Or I'm a product of IVF. And so that helped me a lot.
Yeah.
So I was inspired by the people who were inspired by me.
I love that. And that's why I love that you're sharing the story, because so many people are going through it. Because motherhood can be so isolating in so many different ways because you get siloed.
Yes.
Because you're so focused on your child or the process of becoming pregnant that you think nobody else is experiencing what you're experiencing. No.
And you just, meanwhile, you're going to so many birthday parties and bridal showers. Then you're like, you're talking about kids and when you're going to have kids. And, TT is now 1 month old. That's what you post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when I have a kid, I'm going to be mindful of that. But no, I post about Ozell all the time. So you do know that it's everywhere when people are going through. And I have a lot of friends who have issues with this. So I would say, don't wait. If you can freeze your eggs, they wanted me to freeze my eggs at 20. I'm saying day
as of 20.
When I'm at 43, you know, I started at 43. I'm 46 now. 43. So it's not too late, you know. And I still want to have another one. And I'm 46 and I don't have any eggs. So I'm still hopeful to try this whole thing again. I have to admit that it cost a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was so focused on that. And now she's here and I need to focus on her. Mm-hmm. But I really want her to have a sibling. I don't want her to be by herself. But I just drop her off here. I guess it's like...
it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't see a difference with all the kids in this house. Now, the cost of it, what is covered by insurance? Or is it all coming out of your personal pocket?
For the most part, none of it's coming out of insurance.
I figure, because it's considered not necessary.
It's not necessary. You don't have to have kids or have kids this way. But I say, like, okay, my child is on layaway because there's a payment plan. Ozell was on layaway. There's payment plans. You like, just like you buy a car or a house and you lease and you put something, they work it like that. And it helps. So anybody who can do IVF, because I met someone who was a waitress, mm-hmm. and you know, you're paying your whatever, 100 or whatever, 200 a month, whatever it is that you can pay, however you work your plan, they'll work with you.
Now you can hold IVF costs and college costs over your child's head to make sure they take care of you in your old age.
That's right. I tell Oza all the time that she's going to be an IVF doctor because I'm going to recoup that money. Not to mention that I wasn't the one to carry. So you have to pay for someone else going through 9 months, before 9 months, because she has to have medication and the surrogate has to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You're paying for all that.
Yeah.
And then... This in California, the surrogate has to have already given birth. That way it's not like, I'm so attached. This is my baby.
They know what the process is.
You understand what's going on. So my surrogate had two kids, and you want to keep them happy because now mom's pregnant. You know, she's not feeling great.
Not going to be there.
Yes. So, you know, let's go to the movies. You're doing all this stuff. You're like, whew. But...
What was that process like choosing a surrogacy? Did you go through an agency or how does that even work?
I went through Gifted Journeys because it just so happens that I mentioned on Facebook and they reached out to me. Mm-hmm. And a young lady that works for Gifted Journeys, Shauna, happens to want to be a surrogate. Now, she is as white as snow, but somehow we are built alike because you want someone around the same height. And you want someone, I'm like, oh, she's got some hips on. Okay, cool. Because I knew that my kid was going to be big. She was going to be tall. Yeah. You don't want a cute little tiny Filipino woman and that look, you know, with a, you know, 9-pound baby.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
It could be in and all the complications. Mm-hmm. Because if she can't work, guess what? You've got to pay for that. You got to pay for her bills on top of everything else because she's carrying your child, she can't work.
And that is... A pregnancy is not easy.
It's not easy.
It's easier for some than it is for others, but it is takes a toll on your body. So, I mean, that's to me is an incredible blessing for someone to offer their body to you for that.
And I was concerned for her because there was a lot of, in the midst of a lot of, I don't want to say, hatred, black, white. It was really coming to a head. And I was like, I don't know if we should be putting it out there that you're carrying a black child, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm used to being put out there. I can block, delete, or not. Mm-hmm. And there was a time that she was reading comments, and I'm like, don't
read the comments.
Don't ever read the comments, you know? So.
And it's like, no, the DNAs are not mixing. You have your husband. Sperming your egg in there. She's just carrying. It's incredible what people will say and do. Now, you said that you guys call her, Ozell calls her tummy mommy.
Tummy mommy, yes.
So she's still involved or does she see her in any way? Or?
She doesn't see her as often now, but we are Facebook friends and I always send her even extra pictures and videos and she'll say, hi, tummy mommy. Hi, birth mommy. Happy birthday. I send her videos and we keep it like that.
And are you going to try again with Shauna? Is Shauna going
to
be...
I would love to try again with Shauna. But our second time with Shauna, it ended in miscarriage. And so, and now she's aged out.
Oh, there's an age
40.
Limit.
Yes. Yes. So there is someone in mind, someone who's given us breast milk, who said they would. But once again, we're up against the clock because, I mean, when someone says, I'll care for you, you want to be ready.
You got it ready.
But, because
it's a whole process. They have to go on hormones. You have to do it.
Yes. And You know, now I'm that much older. Yeah. I'm 2.5 years. Well, I was 2.5 years older. So that's that much older to try to do this.
And what would you say was like the most difficult part getting to Ozell?
The most difficult part getting to Ozell was getting the eggs. I'm like, I have the surrogate ready. And I just like kept trying. You know, they want you to have plenty of eggs. Mm-hmm. Because if it doesn't take and the surrogate's ready, try again.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't take and you're not ready, then, you know, you're starting from zero, which is like, oh.
How? And what? Like,
we're talking like $700 a week worth of medications.
And that's not even when you go into the doctor. That's just what you're taking.
That's just what you're taking.
So from...
And everybody's different. Some people could just take a pill. And some me, there was shots and shots and shots and shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Once you decide, okay, let's go, you get on the medication or the shots, mm-hmm. and then you do the egg withdrawal. How long from the point that you start till you can actually impregnate your surrogacy?
Well, once you take out the retrieval, is what they call it, retrieval of the eggs, you can put them in the same day mm-hmm. if you wanted to. Oh. I happen to want a Leo. So I waited until about November. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, so they'll put us in like end of July, August.
Yes.
And that's how I did that.
You got your little Leo.
And I did. I got a Leo. Exactly right. I'm a Leo. I'm like, I understand that personality.
Ah. So. Okay, so now you're in the depths mm-hmm. of motherhood.
Yes.
What would you say has been your greatest challenge as a mom?
Oh, well, one, the lack of sleep.
And, yeah.
Well, Ozell does not take naps. She just does not sleep. She never did. And I was talking to Shauna. I'm like, what happened? What was going on? She said she was up. She said Ozell was up when she was laying down at night. So Ozell never really changed. Mm. She's been
the same night owl. Way.
I'm like, okay. And I've been working on trying to change that forever. And now we just don't. We've had specialists come in. I'm like, go ahead. Nanny's like, I know what to do. No, she no sleep. I'm like, no, she no sleep. No, she doesn't sleep.
My little Davis stays up till about 2:00 every night.
Okay, well, then they can FaceTime each other or something.
I give them the iPad because I can't hang.
No, I cannot. I'm like, enjoy whatever movie you're watching, Trolls.
Grab mommy when you're ready to go to sleep because I can't hang.
Oh.
Well, so. You are not alone on that one.
So that part is exhausting, and there is no particular book. I know everybody knows that their child is smart, but I was like, I have to keep her entertained. I don't want her only as in front of a television all the time because I'm tired or I'm running around and she's up, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, when she sleep, you sleep. Or when she sleeps, you get stuff done. But this child is not sleeping.
So what are you supposed to
do? And so I'm like, first year zombie. I'm looking at pictures. Yeah, Facebook is good about memories. I'm like, I don't remember this day. I don't remember this at all. If I wasn't in the picture or the video, I would say this didn't happen.
Thank goodness there's
right.
proof.
And it happens all the time. I'm like, what was this? And I'm good. I take pictures. I take videos all the time. And I didn't remember a lot of them.
Goodness, you have documented most of that. But yeah, I would have to say the same thing has happened to me. But, I did read somewhere that children that do not sleep a lot, that is a sign of high intelligence. So,
great. Einstein. Thank you very much.
And I have heard your child speak, and I'm like, wait a minute, how old is she? She is a very intelligent little girl.
Thank you. She's now in Mandarin. And first day of Mandarin, the teacher asked if she already knew it.
She was picking it up.
Yes. I'm like, to my knowledge, she does not know Chinese. She's just mimicking what you said. So she takes Chinese and she takes Spanish.
And I see lately you have been on a health journey. Is that for
Yes, and I haven't quite put myself out there as much as before because I'm like, I'm that much older now, and it took so much when I was younger. But I went on, at first I did a fast, and then because I'm like, I need to see a message. I didn't know what else to do. Because mm-hmm. financially, we just couldn't do it again. Yeah. But time is ticking on. So that's what I did. And my message, finally, I'm thinking that is not going to happen this year. And I'm going, well, if it's not going to happen this year, because I need to focus on finances. I've been focused on having another kid. And like I've said, you name it. If there was a guru, I've tried it. And, you know, you need to do reflexology 3 times a week and acupuncture 2 times a week. And you go and get your chakras cleared 5 times a week. And, you know, colonics and this and that. And, you know, I've done so much. And some of the stuff I can, oxygen chambers. I'm telling you.
There's everything.
I don't think you can name something that I have not tried.
Which is great. Like, a lot of people don't hear all this stuff.
Yeah. I have to recoup. And I went from like, okay, I'm going, I could be in a house if I wasn't doing this. And we could have this if I wasn't doing that. And but so far, either my husband's just checked out or he has not complained. He's not complained because he doesn't want another child.
It could take a toll on a marriage through all this process. But what would you say you and your husband have done to keep the marriage in a supportive place throughout this process? Because it can be tough.
What my husband and I have done to keep us in a supportive place? Nothing. We ain't in a supportive place. We need help. We are not in a supportive place. If it's all about Ozil.
Yeah.
That's the 100%. That's all I'm focused on. Like, it's Ozil.
That's what happens.
That's it.
When the kids come, the focus shifts.
Yeah, so you and I are in a club, and there's like couples night or whatever. I'm like, couples night? And they're like, what is the last time y'all gone out? Just us? That one time for the couples night. And I was like, that was it. So, no, there's nothing. We're not doing it. That's another episode. No, nothing.
My husband and I, well, he's
zero.
Not even here half the time. It's tough, like, to balance it all. And then you're like, oh, we get a date night, but you're so tired, you just want to sleep.
Who wants to get dressed up and do it? Like, I just want to, like, veg out, scratch, eat something.
Do some Netflix and really chill. Not Netflix and chill.
Yeah, not y'all's chill. Just, you know, go to sleep.
And my husband asked, it's my 40th this year. So he's like, do you want a party or you want to just go away? I'm like, I don't even know what to do because I feel like I haven't even had the opportunity to consider something like that.
You should have a party.
The choice is almost overwhelming. I'm like, for me, like, what? I don't know what to do with all of this.
At least he remembered, which is a very good spouse.
Well, I've been nagging him since my 39th birthday.
Okay, well, at least you didn't forget, like, certain people.
I asked, like, every other week, so how's the planning going?
That's very smart. That's very smart.
Just drop it in the head. Mm-hmm. So are you better with this husband's birthday plan?
I'm better with the birthday, but not the anniversary, because it's my birthday, Oza's birthday, our anniversary, and then his birthday. And they're all within a couple of days.
Yeah.
So one gets missed. So guess one of the one I'm going to remember, Ozil.
One big party, just combine it all.
So it's like, oh, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Ozil. Oh, it's your anniversary. Oh, and it's like days. I'm just like, I personally only care about her birthday.
Now, speaking of keeping it all together and remembering it, and you have a child and you're still putting content out like nobody's business. So behind the scenes, what kind of support system do you have in place that allows you to still do the work that you do?
Okay. I have a nanny Monday through Friday, and I also have an assistant and I have a great management team. So before, when I first started, it was just me and a camera. That's it. So it is nice because I do go to Ozil's classes with her and then I can schedule. We're going to do these videos now here. And my husband's at home. He's retired from the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
So
that's super helpful.
Well, it is helpful. But, you know, if you want her to, you know, do things besides just be there, you know, I mean, it's a safe environment, but, you know, like that's where the nanny comes in. You know, let's go get to the classes. Let's, yeah, get dressed, you know, with matching clothes. And, you know,
what like, is that with men? Are they like all colorblind or like, pattern
polka
blind?
Dots and stripes and that's knit and what, I, you know,
and like purple and brown. Like, what are you doing?
So it's like, she's dressed. I'm like, well, you're right. She's dressed. So those type of things. Because people are taking pictures of her. I'm like, well, goodness. She could have been a little better. You know, so.
But also, your sister helps a lot. And your mom, too.
My sister helps a lot. Most people think that Ozo is her child. She looks more like her than me.
She does in the face.
I was like, do you know what I went through to have you? And you have the audacity. But it does make me feel good that she does look like my side of the family because I wonder if people think that she's even biologically mine. And then I'm like, well, you don't can't even worry about that. Who cares? You know, so, but
you're the one losing the sleep. So you get all the credit. All that's all that matters. So. Well, thank you. I appreciate all of this.
I don't want to deter people from trying. Please try IVF. I mean, it's all worth it. The lack of sleep, the lack of money, you know, the shots, everything. And for me, it took more than one time. So for, you know, don't give up. Keep trying. You can put your child on layaway. Put your child on layaway and get your child.
And then make them pay for it after it's all said.
That's right. And I'm going to, you know, one time I'm going to come back and I'll have the second child. Watch. You just watch.
We're going to bring you back talk about the second process.
With little Barack.
Happens again. Yeah. We'll hope. Yes. Seems to be a theme on the baby in there.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you again for joining me for this conversation on the Mom Forum. And I hope that you were able to relate to some part of this story. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.